One of those different ways that business is being done for many people is the business at home, as you note that many people are transferred now that way. Yesterday, Pat Johnston, you effectively were doing some work for us at home and seemed to go well.
Yeah, it seemed to go okay, I think. Do you think it went okay?
You were able to deliver the quality sports, what there was in sports to do, and some of the other administrative things and responsibilities that you have.
I think I really perturbed the cat. I really did. He just kept on giving me a look like, why are you here? Go.
This
leave.
Is my domain.
Yeah.
Get out.
This is my place during the daytime. I allow you to be here at night. Fine.
That's
get
gonna,
out.
That's what I was going to ask, if you had any reality that you, I mean, obviously you were at home, but
yeah.
Strange, bizarre?
Yeah, it is. It's always, yeah, it is. I wouldn't say bizarre, just it is kind of strange, especially, I will say this, though, didn't really miss the hour drive in, I can tell you that.
Yeah, that's a nice advantage.
That was nice.
There are people who say that, although there are people who are saying, great, not going anywhere, and gas is so affordable, I want to go somewhere.
That is true.
We have another one. Our news producer, Michael Perch, has been working from home, and it's working excellent this morning. He's doing most of what he normally does and doing it remotely, and it's all filed in here into the computer where I can access it just like I normally do on a normal day. So
yeah.
We're learning a few things in this. But one thing I can spot, we had a report from Jackie Quinn from the Associated Press earlier, and I can spot it in an instant when someone's doing it from home as opposed to in the studio, because it sounded like she must have had cathedral ceilings in her house or something. It was a little boomy.
Okay, I was going to ask you, could you tell any difference from my recordings?
It was one pleasing thing that the sports report you had. It was high quality, just like you were in a broadcast studio.
Well, give some credit to my wife, Heather, because she has put up blankets. She pinned up blankets on our walls to try to absorb some of the sound.
Sure, the acoustic effect, yeah.
Well, and of course, Dr. Heather's home too, isn't she?
That's right. Yeah, but yeah. Sometimes she did teach yesterday from home. Her first online teaching, I guess, attempt.
So then,
and it went okay.
Does that mean you had to find these separate working spaces?
Yeah. Well, can I tell you what the funny part is? Is that Central Michigan? They send all the students home. They say you're going to do. They tell all the professors you have to do everything online. However, all staff expected to report.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. All staff is there. So she had to go in yesterday. I said I didn't want her to go in, but no, she went in.
She had to go in to teach online?
She had to go in and do some administrative stuff along with other staff, and then she came home to do her night class in our studio.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So that's been my question, too. It's like, well, then... okay. I don't get it.
It does seem a little strange.
It is odd. Right.
I mean, granted, there are certain things that we need to be in studio in order to be able to conduct business properly.
Mm-hmm.
There's just only so much we can do when it comes to the broadcasting that happens with the necessities of the equipment that we have here.
And to make sure the building is functioning properly normally.
That's a good point. I mean,
too, yeah.
Yeah, because when you're computer-based.
Right.
Yeah.
If you get a glitch.
And power goes out and the computer needs to be restarted, not going to do that remotely in many cases.
Got to have somebody on hand. Well, Pat's actually going to a few times, and at least a couple of times each week, what he can, as we are, of course, broadcasting the necessities of trying to do these kinds of things, and we are doing our best to do those kinds of things.
Right.
For example, Art Lewis will be conducting his broadcasting and his radio show from home when he returns next week from vacation.
That's right. He's going to be operating remotely.
So that'll be a different change. But again, we believe that we can function that way and keep Art in a safe environment. Oh, my gosh. As much as we were talking about you and Dr. Heather.
Yes.
Linda, we apologize. We are so sorry. do your best to find a way to have Art at home.
I suspect right now Art is making great progress on that 6-foot-long tugboat that he's building.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's got a lot of time to work on it now, especially being on vacation and not going out of town or anything.
And that would keep him downstairs and would keep his wife upstairs.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that tends to work.
They are very much in love. They've got a great relationship. Is that, yes. Art is a person who can't sit still, even at his maturity, that he still is very much active and needs to be always moving. Mm-hmm. We note that here even when he's in the studio.
Yes.
So I can only imagine what it's like at home.
How many years have they been married? Not exactly, but would
Close
you say?
50, aren't they?
55, I think.
Oh, they're above 50. Okay.
I mean, yeah, it's above 50.
They've got their system down, so I think they know exactly how to avoid each other if it has to come down to do that. And don't they always, doesn't Art always talk about how they have their own meals put away in their fridge and their freezer because they have different tastes and all that?
Yeah, so, there's some of that stuff going on.
So he'll be broadcasting live from the Art Lewis studios, is what you're saying.
Yeah, there you go.
The WSGW team.
He'll have to make a sign.
Whereas I like to say, whenever I do send in some recordings from my studio, it's from the Alma Bureau of the Morning Team Show.
Everyone needs an Alma Bureau. 6:46 the time on WSGW. Wanted to squeeze this in real quick. It's kind of like on the heels of something we talked about yesterday, but now with the news of what's happening, if I understand, so the automakers in Detroit, they're going to go, I guess for lack of a better term, part-time. Is that a way we can say that they're going to do some partial factory shutdowns and things like that? Now, I think, and I just heard this, so I haven't had a chance to look it up, but I will. Yesterday we were talking about San Francisco, which has gone into a shelter-in-place, to the point where while it's not mandated, they say that they would, if necessary, utilize authorities to even charge misdemeanors for people who aren't paying attention.
Right.
Now, part of the story is this, and can you laugh about it? I suppose in some ways, just because I find it amazing. It says here that San Francisco's six Bay Area counties can define which businesses qualify as essential. Because they're saying essential businesses can stay open. Grocery stores, pharmacies, things like that.
Yeah.
It says here, Tesla's vehicle assembly plant, which employs about 10,000 workers in Fremont, will remain open because Alameda County has declared Tesla as being an essential business. Hold on there.
Okay.
I mean, yeah. So here's what Detroit's saying. Hey, we're going to step up. Partial factory shutdowns, do what we can. Tesla, yeah, we're essential. Now, I think that's changed. I think I just heard a news report. It might have been in one of our Fox Business reports or something. I think they have just said where, no, you're not essential, so you're going to have to go through the same thing that everyone else is going.
Because
I imagine if that were true, a lot of businesses are going to say, well, wait a second. If Tesla's essential, I want to put an argument in for how essential we are. So just but that this the fluidity and just the things that are going on across the country that are on an ever changing basis.
And I also heard yesterday, right, that golf courses can remain open.
Yes, they just can't have gatherings in the clubhouse or anything like that. But yes, the golf courses, the governor rethought that and clarified that.
Well, I mean, there is a lot of distance, I guess you could say.
Well,
if I were to play, I'd be in the woods. So. I'd be far away from people.
No doubt. With the way that some people play, you'd have that social distancing without a problem. That is interesting, though, because going back, if I can use the San Francisco relationship, because if I understand correctly, that would not be allowed because you're not even allowed to be outdoors.
Right.
Where here we're saying it's still okay, get out, walk, do something with the distancing, and get some way to make sure that you're staying healthy and maybe getting some fresh air or something. But so the differences that are happening in some communities across the country.
Well, I'd have to get outside eventually. My dogs need a walk once in a while. They demand it.
Oh, by the way, that's allowed.
That is allowed. Yes, okay. Yes. All right.
So, as long as you have a pet attached to you, you're okay.